Hey there, it's Corey Reynolds, and welcome to another edition of God News You Can Use. We find the good stories, they're happening out there in the world, and it's my pleasure to bring them to you. It's always three short stories, and then, of course, we get into God's Word, find a Bible verse that's relevant for that particular situation or story. And a lot of these stories that I find, I love, because a lot of the folks that I find are actually giving God all the glory for the miracle or being in the right place at the right time or doing something kind from their heart. And so I love finding those for you. And the purpose of God News You Can Use is to show you that there is good news happening in the world. Yes, there is good news you can use, but we like to give God all the glory. Thus, God News You Can Use. You can go get not so great news. Okay, bad news anywhere, anytime, but you come back here for your respite from that and realize that there are good things happening. So let's get right into it. All right, you're going to love this story. Denise Baldwin is someone you should meet. She's pretty amazing. Also known as Cookie. That's what everyone calls her. She's a Seattle police officer. But before she got there, she actually had quite the background. I love this person. I love her. She's just amazing. Working as a model, then as a regular on one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, Soul Train.
But then in high school, she met a cop.
He was so wonderful, so nice and kind. He would buy kids food if they didn't have money. So at that point, that's when I decided I wanted to be a police officer. And I wanted to be a police officer just like him. 41 years on this Seattle Police Department. I've earned it.
41 years of service, and a lot of that has been about community outreach, including teaching kids how to play chess. And now the city of Seattle is creating a chess park in her honor. I actually saw pictures of this. They have a giant statue of a king and a giant statue of a queen, like chess pieces on a board. And this is what she has to say about the game, by the way.
Well, you don't have to be the fastest, the biggest, the tallest, the bravest, the strongest. You just sit down and you play. You don't even have to know the person's language. And I tell you, this chess club have brought many people together that would have never talked to each other, never said hi to each other, never played a game of chess with each other.
She's amazing. And I have to tell you, 41 years of service on the police department in Seattle. She was on Soul Train. She was a model. And when I first saw the video, I had to take a second look and actually see if I was reading that right. She looks gorgeous. She looks like she's 29 years old, maybe 35 max. You know, I'm thinking to myself, how did she do it? But I think that awesome attitude and spirit of hers has kept her young, and it shows. And it's not, of course, what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside, and we know that. We also know that in God's Word, Colossians 3, 23 and 24, it says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Good story there. As we head into story number two, and it all began in 2016 when Grandma Wanda accidentally texted her grandson, quote unquote, saying how excited she was for him to be coming for Thanksgiving. But it turned out to be a random text with Jamal receiving her text. Jamal was not her grandson. He took it in stride, but he decided to respond anyway. Wanda said, "The invite is still good," and over came Jamal. Since 2016, he has been showing up each and every single third Thursday in November for Thanksgiving. And this is a story I love to do every year, but this Thanksgiving, as I record this here in the fall of 2021, is definitely bittersweet because Wanda's husband, Lonnie, will not be there this year. It was the first time he was not able to show up because, unfortunately, he passed away due to COVID in the year of 2020. And as I record this in the Thanksgiving season, I want you to know that not only is Jamal coming to Thanksgiving to celebrate and remember Lonnie, but he's bringing his girlfriend. That's right. And they're going to have a great time with all the fix-ins, an early celebration, and also a celebration of life, gathering together for food, fun, and remembrance.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing everybody here together safely.
Thanksgiving just wouldn't be the same without Wanda and Jamal. You
know, I didn't want to miss Thanksgiving with Jamal. This year is definitely is different than all the years in the past.
She knew her first Thanksgiving without him would be hard, but Jamal and Michaela would make sure she wouldn't be lonely this holiday.
I would just say thank you for opening me welcome me into your home with open arms from day one.
So in his honor, surrounded with family by blood and family by choice, Wanda led the prayer, knowing Lonnie would be proud.
Thank you for all the blessings, and thank you so much for having Lonnie in my life. I miss him, but I know he's in a good place. So to everybody here, I love you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Family is family, and God's word has some great words of wisdom on how we should treat that family. 1 Timothy 3:5, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? Amen. On that again, another amen. It's so true. This is something that I heard recently in church. The pastor was speaking, and he said, you can be the king of industry. You can be the king of your business. You can be the king of so many things. But if you're not the king of your household, and let me tell you, this applies to us queens too, that how can you manage what you do for the Lord, whether in the house of God, whether in the context of ministry or church, or even in your own life? If things aren't right at home, then the rest of it is just not going to work. That's just the way that God constructed us and constructed our lives, and it works. Such a good verse right there and a great story. And may the Lord bless not only Wanda, her family, Jamal, his new girlfriend, and of course, in memory of Lonnie. Bittersweet this year. Story number three, going to tell you about Scott Cooper. He remembers the day well, standing on a dock back in 2018 in Florida, fishing and just enjoying a beautiful sunny day, as it usually is in Florida. But then he heard some cries for help, a young boy yelling out for someone, anyone, to save him. Scott saw him being carried out to sea, a young boy caught in a rip current on the other side of the dock from which he was fishing, and he immediately jumped in. Though it was over 3 years ago, he remembers it well.
It's hard some days. I mean, I think about it a lot. I still have nightmares from it. I was fishing on one side of it, and I went over just to bait my hook, and I heard help, help from the water, and I looked down and I seen a little boy in the water, and so I just jumped in. And as I was jumping in, I realized there was a girl right by him. The rip current that day was, it's more than anything I've ever been in. So I grabbed the little boy, and as I was getting him, I was grabbing the little girl, and I got them both pushed up against the dock.
From the dock, his wife Gretchen grabbed both kids.
I've never been more proud of her in my life than that day.
I just did what I had to do.
Well, it's just part of what every human being should do for another human being. I mean, I honestly believe that somebody was looking over me that day. I really do, because there's no way I should have came out of that water.
Someone was watching over them that day. Mighty miracle in the works, and even 3 years later, he still has nightmares over it, he says. But he has that great memory, too, of being able to save that little boy. And some 3 years later came the day he found out that he was winning something called the Carnegie Award, and I should add that he saved his sister as well. But when he found out he was going to get something called the Carnegie Award, he didn't really trust it. He didn't know if he should believe it, so he Googled it and found out that it was a very real thing and a real honor, and one that Scott was about to get. And I want to tell you a little bit more about that. The Carnegie Fund Commission was founded in 1904, and it honors civilians who have carried out acts of heroism, both here in the USA and in Canada. I love that. And I didn't even know such an award existed. And now we all know, and Scott does too, and he's got it, probably sitting on a shelf somewhere on a mantle in his house, and rightfully so. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." Amen. You know, it's nice to get awards and rewards here on earth, but we look forward to the ultimate reward. That is, of course, our redemption when our Savior comes. If you've accepted Jesus into your heart, confessing Him with your mouth and believing in your heart that He's your Savior and you are born again, that is your ultimate reward. And we look forward to that. We look to the sky and wait upon our Lord for that time that He will come back. So all the wonderful, goodly things you can have on earth, fine and well, but it's also fine and well to do good things with that. And then, of course, we can give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. And thank you for listening to the God News You Can Use podcast, the good news stories you need when you need them most. Check it out on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple, iTunes, all there. You can look for the God News You Can Use podcast. And, of course, on Facebook, God News You Can Use. Like, follow, share, because everybody needs good news. God bless. See you next week.